LeBron James is preparing for his sixth NBA Finals. The finals start tonight. After making the finals as a younger player with the Cleveland Cavaliers, LeBron famously took his talents to South Beach and played for the Miami Heat in four NBA Finals. He won two of them. Then last season, he left Miami, returned to Cleveland, helped turn around the struggling Cavaliers, and now they're in the finals. Mike Pesca is here now, sports analyst. He hosts the podcast The Gist at Slate.com. Hi, Mike.
Hello.
And it's not LeBron that's getting the attention today. People are looking at Stephen Curry from the Golden State Warriors. Tell us about him.
Steph Curry is the reigning MVP of the NBA, is averaging 29 points a game in the playoffs, and he's indefensible, which is usually an insult, except if you're an offensive player. He could shoot from he has the longest shooting range of any decent scorer in the NBA, and there's something just so satisfying about the three-pointer, the ball leaving the hand, the ball being in the air, the ball splashing down. He is a fantastic player, an offensive juggernaut, and fun to watch without the ball as he runs around and gets into position to try to release it eventually.
And what do you think of this matchup between the Golden State Warriors and the Cavaliers? Who's got the edge?
Definitely Golden State. Las Vegas says they're about a 2-1 favorite. The advanced statisticians at 538 says even higher than that. They have about a 75% chance to win, though I hear smart money is coming in on the Cavaliers. But still, see, the thing is the Cavaliers have LeBron James and then not exactly crickets. Kyrie Irving's a good player, but there is a steep drop-off when it comes to LeBron's supporting cast. And just as much as we tend to make these matchups between marquee stars for marketing purposes, but also because it's true, in the NBA, one player can really take over a game. The difference and the distance between the rest of the Warriors and the rest of the Cavs is vast, and the Warriors have a really good defense. The Cavaliers are going to have a lot of time trying to stop the Warriors.
But if you're right and the Warriors win here, that'll be six finals for LeBron James and only two wins. Mm-hmm. What happens to him when he gets to the finals? Why can't he take it all the way to the end?
It's an accomplishment. You are looking at it exactly the wrong way, especially with the Cavaliers. He dragged guys who were lucky to be in the NBA to the finals. He willed them to the finals.
So he's just doing too much work himself, you're saying?
It's not his fault. I mean, yes, his stats have fallen off in the postseason. He's averaging almost a triple-double, 27 points, 10 rebounds, 8 assists. His shooting percentage is a little low because who else do you want shooting on the team? He is such a good player. He's a little bit over-maligned. Yes, he had that terrible rollout of the quote-unquote decision when he decided to take his talents to South Beach, but he's a marvelous player. I mean, Steph Curry is a deserving MVP, yet those who know will say LeBron James still is the best player in the NBA and also makes players around him better. So I would look at the accomplishments of getting to the final six times. And hey, what if he does win this year? Hey,
what if he does win? It'd be pretty amazing for Cleveland. That's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to hear something really cool? You got a second?
Yeah.
All right. So Steph Curry and LeBron James are two members of the five-member NBA All-Star team or the All-NBA team. Steph Curry and the Warriors beat Anthony Davis's Pelicans. Anthony Davis was another member. Beat Marc Gasol in Memphis. Marc Gasol's another member. Beat James Harden in Houston, another member. If he beats LeBron, he'll be the first player to go through the entire NBA All-NBA team.
Fun facts from Mike Pesca here now, sports analyst who hosts the podcast The Gist at Slate.com. Mike, thank you.
You're welcome.